Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
9 years in the MLS, played for the 2000 Summer Olympic Team, USA, and we're happy to have him on the show talking MLS. Brian Dunseth. How are you, Brian? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the time. For clarification, I was better kicking people than kicking the ball at the later stages of my career, but appreciate it nonetheless.
Well, I thought, you know, look, I mean, that's why they wear the shin guards, right? Just in case. In case, like, in case Dunseth is on the field, make sure you...
Yeah, what did they say? What was it, Life of Brian? Where they keep losing appendage by appendage. Appreciate the time, man. Cannot wait to head down to Snapdragon this weekend and check out the atmosphere around San Diego.
It was electric for the opening game a couple of weeks ago, Brian. There's no question. And I know you've seen the SDFC play here last week in Salt Lake. They beat Real Salt Lake with 2 goals in stoppage time, which is, you know, close to unheard of. You know, they're off to a hell of a start for an expansion team. 2 wins and 1 draw so far. What did you think watching them in person last week?
I was really impressed. And I obviously had to pay attention to them for the first couple weeks of the season on the road at LA Galaxy and then home against St. Louis, because I knew that we had back-to-back games in Salt Lake and then against Columbus Crew this weekend. I'd shortly gotten to know Mike Yveris when he was the interim head coach for the U.S. Men's National Team as a part of the coverage for Turner and TNT, and was really impressed. I mean, I was there for a training session, and he was digging into these big-name players and looking for accountability, performance. And I just remember kind of that moment where it's like, oh, he's not just like a placeholder interim. Like, he's really in his mind. Like, he's coaching this group up. And just thinking about his timeline from Sacramento Public to FC Dallas to the U.S. U-20 national team, and then the assistant role, I knew he and Tyler were going to be incredibly successful. But I think now, you know, the focus and the aim is, while creating their own identity, you know, can they physically, you know, prepare themselves for maybe a debut season similar to what we saw 2 years ago in St. Louis City FC coming into Major League Soccer and really upending the Western Conference and ending top of the table when it was all said and done. Been very, very impressed on both sides of the ball. And the reality, guys, is we're, what, 7 or 8 weeks in for this group of players to be playing together in an inaugural expansion season, and to put in the type of performances from a visual and technical aspect. It's been an extraordinary start to 2025.
Talking to Brian Dunseth, MLS season pass match analyst, and I was actually just about to ask you about that. How can you let us in a little bit, like, on the field? What's something that, you know, SDFC is doing well that they shouldn't be because they haven't been that been together as long as other teams?
Their playing style. I mean, it is incredible to see how nuanced and yet decisive they are on both sides of the ball. I remember saying this the other day on the broadcast, that if you blurred the lines on the opener on the road at LA Galaxy, and you kind of blurred the colors, and you had no idea which team was who, an MLS Cup reigning champion or an expansion team, you would have thought that San Diego was the MLS Cup champion.
Wow.
And that LA Galaxy was the expansion team. That's how good they were. I thought they deserved multiple points, not just a single point, but 3 points against St. Louis. And the big thing for me was watching the manner in which they peppered Real Salt Lake for the first 18 minutes or so. They got hit in the transition moment. It was a great goal for Real Salt Lake. They got punched in the face for the first time, conceded a goal for the first time in their history.
Right.
And I was really intrigued without Chucky Lozano to see how they were going to respond. And I thought it was phenomenal, top to bottom. The relationship in between the captain, Surskov, and Anibal Godoy, just watching the connectivity of how Jesper Lofvesson and Negri tried to get forward, and that scorpion header was fantastic by Negri. And then ultimately, Dreyer, right place, right time, constantly a menace in the attacking phase of play. I was a part of an expansion year in Real Salt Lake in 2005, and we were horrible. And when I mean horrible, we won 5 games the entire season. And I remember I was playing with the legend Eddie Pope, U.S. men's national team center back, one of the best in the history of the league. And I remember he and I just said, man, let's just do our job and hope the cards fall our way. Well, the cards very rarely fell our way.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it's been very, very, very impressive to see the way that this group has put together such a significant style of play with so much nuance to it, to have such early. And listen, Mikey and Tyler have both said to me publicly and privately, listen, we know there's peaks and valleys. We understand that it's not going to be always great. We know we're going to have to suffer through certain phases of the season. But they're nowhere close to suffering right now. They've been phenomenal.
Yeah. Brian Dunseth, MLS season pass. You can watch the match there this Saturday at 7:30, Snapdragon Stadium for the second home match in SDFC history. Chucky Lozano is hurt, sat out the last game. You talked about it. Just his presence, though, and you know, being part of this franchise kind of electrified the soccer community here in town. Is he still that much of a I don't want to say a threat, but is he still that kind of a player that can kind of, you know, rub off on the rest of this young squad?
He absolutely is. He's going to be one of the elite creators in this league. And for the CONCACAF region, meaning, you know, Canada, United States, all the way down to the Panama Canal, every soccer fan has been acutely aware of Chucky Lozano since coming through the Liga MX ranks. And to see him go to Napoli, at the time be represented by one of the biggest agents in the world, and now currently my best friend, my old former roommate from Cal State Fullerton, represents him, to see the success he had at Napoli, at PSV, and then coming to Real Salt Lake, it checks all the boxes. And there's a big reason why I think the proximity to Tijuana, to Cholos, to Liga MX, why you're getting such a significant interest from, you know, the Spanish-speaking media is because when you have a superstar like Chucky Lozano in your side, that means that the general awareness from the Mexican media is going to be at a fever pitch at times. And then what he's capable of doing, we saw it at LA, and unfortunately only in 15, 20 minutes against St. Louis, where when he's isolated one-on-one, whether it's the technical side, it's the trickery on the ball, or it's just the intelligence in which he plays the game, he's one of those special players that can create not only for himself, but for his teammates as well.
Talking to Brian Dunseth, MLS season pass match analyst. He's going to be on the call for SDFC this Saturday. And I know about soccer, but I'm new to like the strategy of soccer. But I also want to understand what a player thinks. And when I left the home opener, they ended up finishing 0-0. I felt unfulfilled as a fan. As a player, when you leave that night, what do you feel? Do you feel unfulfilled? Do you feel like you guys did a good job? Like, what is the feeling going through your head?
Yeah, it depends. You got three feelings, right? If you're outplayed the entire game and you tie the game and you get a point, you're like, man, that felt like a win, right? Like,
yeah.
Man, that felt pretty good. If you tie the game in the manner in which they did against St. Louis, you're like, dude, we had the chances. We should have been more ruthless. And then finally, if it's just one of those games, you're just like, blah. Like, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
Like, man, that really was a waste of 90 minutes of everybody's time. No, listen, I think the one thing that we always love, I grew up in Southern California. I grew up in Upland, California. Went to Cal State Fullerton. I grew up going to Surf Cup and, you know, playing down in San Diego against USD and, you know, playing against San Diego State. And so I'm acutely aware of the game itself and the legs that the culture has in San Diego. And the reality is, especially as an expansion team, there's a weird understanding. And this is something that is responsible for the individual player, because the coach and everybody can talk about it. But, you know, these players, they have a responsibility to put on a show each and every game. And you only get one chance, really, to make that big splash. And I think when you look at what maybe Atlanta United did a few years ago, you know, coming in and literally the crossover of playing in the Atlanta Falcons stadium, you had, you know, the Heat down the street that weren't playing well. And all of a sudden, the crossover of the 40,000 to 70,000 fans that were inside the stadium was less than 5% from like Atlanta Falcons fans to soccer fans. So there's always going to be soccer fans available, but at the end of the day, people are going to have a curiosity, and that curiosity, you've got to make sure that you hook them, and you've got to make sure that there's a way that they want to come back, they want to represent from a commercial aspect. They're buying tickets, they're on the apps, you know, they're getting jerseys printed, and that is a responsibility that needs to be fulfilled by the style of play. And to your point, the excitement of going home and being like, dude, that's my team, these are my guys, you know, I'm going to ride for them.
Yeah, really well done, Brian. I, you know, got me a little more excited even than I previously was. Enjoyed talking with you about all this. Wish you a good call Saturday night out at Snapdragon. I know you're going to love the atmosphere because it was really something for the opener, and you know what to expect. And hopefully, you know, it's a classic. You know, 2-2, 3-2. Let's have one of those. Have some fun, and hopefully SDFC can keep it rolling. I think for an expansion franchise, as you said, they're off to a flying start, and that's what you want. So, Brian,
and by the way, guys, I would love to, you know, if you guys are at the game, come on through, man. I'd love to have you up in the booth. You can check it out from our perspective, you know, say hello face to face, and hopefully we got a lot of goals going in the right direction for San Diego home fans.
Very nice of you, Brian.
Know that you just opened it up for like 500 people to walk into the booth.
Oh, no, he's asking just you and I to go into the booth.
Oh, us?
Yes, everybody listening.
Oh, man, this is embarrassing. Okay. I would love to meet you, Brian.
Come on up. Max Brados, my partner, will be the bodyguard if there's any riffraff.
No.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Have a good one. And, you know,
Appreciate it, guys.
Forward to talking to you again down the road here as the season keeps going.
Absolutely, man. Looking forward to the next conversation.
Yes, sir. Good stuff. Brian Dunseth right there from MLS Season Pass.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.